It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Sabrina with the Open Prayer Line with prayer, please.
Father God, we just thank you this evening as we are in one mind and one accord to come and hear the empowering word of God, that God, we may live victorious every single day. It can be done. If we are reading and hearing the word of God, it will transform our life. God's word will transform our life. I pray that the Spirit of God move on Pastor Smith as she gives this anointed word that has been rained down from heaven, and that the Spirit of God will change our thinking, our hearts, and God, that we will do your will, and when we fall, we repent and get back up again, and that the Spirit of God will begin to do great and mighty things when we get into a place of loving each other, doing for one another, so that the world will see it, and that's how you'll know that we're your disciples, that we have loved you one for another. I thank you for this empowering word in advance. In Jesus' name, we bind the enemy that would try to come against this prayer line, that would try to come through the prayer waves, and I ask the Spirit of God just to touch right now, open the ears to hear and the heart to receive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome and thank you to all the new and returning listeners. God bless you all. We have a few announcements. I urge you to get a paper and pen because we do have some important details to share at the end of the announcements. So, remember there are now four ways to receive a word from God through our ministry. The first is this Tuesday night prayer line, which you're already a part of. Thanks be to God. The second is our Wednesday night prayer line at 8 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, and the number to call would be 916-588-9688. The third way is in-person services every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. The address is 6920 Larchmont Avenue in North Highlands, California, that's in Sacramento County, inside the Ark of Salvation Banquet Room. The fourth way is to call in and listen to the word going forth live Sunday at 2:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, the number is 916-588-9688. There is a fifth announcement and some exciting news on how you can receive a blessing from God as well. Full Gospel House of Prayer is now accepting written prayer requests. The address to send the written prayer request are Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. I'll repeat that one more time. Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. There's no need to put a return address because God knows who you are and where you are. All prayer requests will be prayed over by our pastor, Pastor Beatrice Smith. Please be in accordance with these.
Excuse me, Sister Tamara. We don't want any name. Thank you.
And we do not need a name as well. So no name, no return address, just a prayer request. And we thank you in advance for being obedient to these announcements that have went forth. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Penny. I have a testimony. I thank God for having you as my pastor. And I just want to say happy birthday because today is your birthday. So I thank God for you and your obedience.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for the Word tonight. We need the breath of God to breathe on this Word. And we thank you for the Spirit of God to take us over. Let the Spirit of God, his anointing, will breathe on this word, and this word become life by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Job, the second chapter, verses 1 through 2, and then we're going to skip down to verse 7. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verse 8. And our last book is Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 9. Again, Job, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 2. Skip to verse 7. 1 Peter 5, the 8th chapter. 1 Peter 5th chapter, 8th verse. And Revelation 12 and 9th verse. And when everyone gets those three books, could you please say amen so we can get on the same accord, please?
Amen.
This word is the word of encouragement. We as intercessors, we're going to pray tonight. There's so much mass killing and attacks in malls and stores, shopping centers, just everywhere. It's continuously massive attacks and people losing their lives. And we believers and intercessors, in Jesus, through the name of Jesus, talking about the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the blood and the cross, comes against the spirits of demons. These are demonic attacks that's moving rapidly in the earth. And we as believers, because of Jesus' name, because of the cross, because of his blood, gave us authority over demonic spirits in his name. And we got to stand on the word tonight, saints, because people are losing their lives and people are dying senseless because of this spirit that's moving in the earth, that's coming against the people of God, terrorizing people, taking lives. And we have been given authority through the name of Jesus to stop these attacks. And we have to pray and stand on the word of God and pronounce the word against Satan. We have that authority tonight. And so this is a night of intercessory prayer to stop demonic power that's coming on jobs, killing people. In the Walmart, the man just went out of control and just walked in there and just began to kill. People are worshiping God in church. The 26 lives was lost and 20 was injured. In New York, how lives was lost. It's constantly, it's a constant spirit, massive destruction of lives. See, the devil's not maiming. He is destroying. He's taking lives on jobs, in schools, children going to school. It's a massive destruction, a plan of Satan, but he gave us power over demonic spirits. That's why Jesus came. And we are believers because the Holy Spirit indwells us and protects us. 1 John 4:4. Demons fear God. 1 John 4:4, because of the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about believers tonight. Demons fear God. James 2:19. But demons come into this earth. They are fallen spirits, saints of God. And they are fallen in the earth. It's the word of God. And these spirits are in the earth. The earth is the home of mankind. The planets which we inhabit, it's earth. And demonic spirit has those fallen dark angels is in the earth. And these spirits
is raising havoc against our affairs. Satanic powers in the earth is causing difficulties in events, in business, in public affairs, in government, in families, in nation, in relationships, in health. These are demonic attacks from the enemy. The earth is the home of mankind. God created the earth for mankind to live, to inhabit. And so that demonic spirit, these fallen angels, are causing havoc in the earth. It's time for us to intercede against that demonic spirit. And we're going to see by the word of God. Job 2, 1 through 2, and verse 7, please.
Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown.
This word is letting us know tonight, this fallen spirit, this wandering spirit, he's a wandering spirit. He roams the earth. He moves through the earth, seeking who he can devour. He's searching, saints of God. He's looking for a spirit, a body to invade. He is a demonic power. He's a spirit. He's looking for a body to embody and to invade. That's what Satan done is doing in this hour. And this word is saying, when the day came for the sons of man, son of God, God's angel, to appear before the Lord, Satan was among them. He was among the good angels. And the Lord asked him, Where have you been? Satan answered the Lord, I have been walking here and there. He's talking about roaming the earth. He is roaming the earth, and Job went through that test. That demonic power attacked Job in every way. He attacked his family. He attacked his finance. He attacked his body, and he tried to attack his mind. This is a word for us to awaken and be alert and be on watch and intercede and pray, because that spirit is wandering in the earth, is a wonder in the earth. He's moving. He's seeking who he can devour. And we know that Satan cannot enter into a man or woman of God. Why? Because the Holy Spirit dwells in them, and the Holy Spirit is the protection for those that are saved. But demonic spirit comes in against the unsaved, against people who practice sin. He comes in and dominates. He captivates people who's in those areas who have fallen from the Spirit of God. He comes in, that demonic spirit, he comes in and touch their mind, their bodies, and their spirit, influence them to do things against mankind. They are fallen angels. They are invisible. They walk in a place where they come in and invade people's mind, spirit, and soul. But the word of God have given us authority over these demonic powers. It's demonic, saints of God. They come in to possess body in order to achieve every task, everything that they possibly can against us in the earth. We inhabit the earth. The devil comes in to bring havoc on the affairs of the world. He comes in to bring difficulties. He comes in against governments, against nations. He comes against families. He comes against people when they're not covered with the blood of Jesus and the Spirit of God is not dwelling within them. 1 Peter 5 and 8.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
This word is saying exactly what it says in the book of Job. Be watchful. Be watchful. The enemy, the devil's our enemy. He roams like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour, to destroy in any manner, someone to lay waste, to annihilate. He is our adversary. He is our adversary. And tonight, we as believers, we as children of God, going to pronounce a word through the blood of Jesus, what Jesus did on the cross against this demonic spirit. We're going to send the word against that spirit with our voices. We're going to lift up our voices and declare and pronounce a word and renounce the powers of Satan, because you have families, you have business, you own jobs, and there's nations, there's affairs that's going on, and there's a demonic spirit, a wandering spirit who has fallen, was kicked out of heaven, and he and a third of his angels are earth disturbers. And we set back and lay back and listen to a prosperity word, listen to something about a house or a car and some things, and the devil's planning to invade your house, to invade your life, to invade and to annihilate and to kill you. And we listen to some sweet word when the word of God gave us power against this demonic spirit. He's a wandering spirit. He's in the earth and he's annihilating. He's killing innocent people, because the saints of God, it's time to pray. I hate the devil. I hate him with a passion of hate, because I love God, and I see this, and we see it continuously, and we're just talking about it, looking at CNN and looking at all these programs. When we are on our face, that's why God is calling this fast. He's calling this fast because the enemy is a wandering spirit. He's in the earth to bring havoc against mankind, saints, against our affairs. Satan is causing all kinds of difficulties in this hour as never before. He's moving in all kinds of events, public, government, nation, family, scandals, business, family, health. Anywhere there are mankind, there is Satan and his imps. But tonight we have the word of God, and this word has given us authority in Jesus' name. He has given us authority to stop the devil in Jesus' name. He has given us authority to come against that spirit. And when the word of God says, when he see the blood, he will pass over your house, and that destroyer cannot annihilate your house. That destroyer cannot annihilate your business. That destroyer cannot annihilate your relationship. That destroyer cannot inflict you with health and disease, with unhealthy body, mind, spirit, and soul. He's coming bringing mental disorder. He's a spirit, hallelujah, that's come to do anything he can to destroy us. Revelation 12 and 9, please.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Exactly. This word is backing up itself. The dragon was thrown of heaven, that serpent called the devil. Satan, that deceived the whole world, was thrown down to earth, and all of his angels with him. Exactly what the word said. He's in the earth. He's an earth disturber. He's in the earth, the home of mankind, the planet we live in. And he's in the affairs of mankind as never before. He's causing difficult in any event he can in mankind, saints of God, in relationship, in business, in public affairs, in the matters of the heart, in scandals, in government, in nation, in family, in health. This is a spirit, a fallen dark angel that has came in the earth to cause disturbance. He's going to do this to Jesus' return. But we have authority over demonic powers. We have power over the devil because of the name of Jesus, and because the Holy Spirit indwells us and protects us and gave us authority over demonic powers, because demons fear God's presence. The Bible said it in James 2:19. And so tonight, saints of God, we are going to be in agreement tonight, because the Lord have an angel. His name is Michael. Michael, the angel of God. And we send the word, as Daniel sent the word when he needed help. When that enemy came against the man of God and held up his prayer, that means that demonic spirit came into the affairs of Daniel and held up every petition. The word of God says the first day that Daniel prayed, his prayer was answered. But there was a demonic spirit, a prince of Persia, that was sent against Daniel to hinder what God had already announced for the believers that was in captivity. And so the Spirit of God knew that Daniel had to have reinforcement. We need reinforcement tonight. And so the word of God said Michael, the archangel, went against the prince of Persia. The angel of God went against that dark spirit. And the Spirit of God within Michael put that demon in check. He put that demonic power in check. We have authority tonight, thanks to God, to put that demonic power in check through the word of God. And we're going to ask that the Spirit of God will cause Michael the archangel to come in. And when we pronounce the word of God against this demonic spirit that's bringing havoc against our families, that's killing off our babies, that's killing off men and women, that's invading our homes, that's invading our churches, that's invading us as we go to supermarkets and we go out to take care of our business, that's invading our health, that's causing mental distress to be upon us, where our mind is not in sync, where we go and do things that's contrary to God and hurt others and hurt ourselves. And if the Spirit of God will come against that demonic spirit that come to bring bad health and all kinds of complications in our body, that the Spirit of God will come against that spirit that has nations in turmoil, that the Spirit of God will come against that spirit that's over the affairs of nations, though the events of people of God, that's over the matters of the heart, that's bringing scandals in the earth, that's coming against families and relationships. We're going to pronounce a word in agreement tonight against Satan in the earth. We're going to speak against that spirit with the word tonight, saints of God. Because this spirit wants fear to grip people. But he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. There are some people that don't really believe that fallen angels walking in the earth looking for a body to possess, looking for someone that they can go in and begin to dictate that body, that mind, that spirit. Some people don't believe that, and they are believers. But this is the word of God. This word says that they are fallen angels, and they have assignment against you and I. But because the Holy Spirit indwells us, we're protected. But there are people that's not protected. There are people don't have knowledge, you don't have wisdom. There are people that's not saved. There's people that's practicing sin. And that enemy is looking for a body This word of God says in 1 Peter 5 and 8, he roams looking for someone he can devour. He can't go and just devour anyone. He don't have the authority or power to do it. He can only go in and devour that individual that's not covered, that's not protected. And so when he see that you're protected, he's going to try to assault you, but he can't do the damage that he can do with a person that's not protected. And that's why it's imperative, saints, to pray for our neighbors, for our loved ones, for those that have backslidden, for those that are preaching unrighteousness, those that's practicing sin and leading people astray. People need to be protected, and they need to be covered with the word of God. And so tonight, we're going to come in agreement tonight, thanks to God. It is so urgent tonight because so many are going out to their jobs, and some insane person is mad with somebody, and they will kill innocent people because they're angry with someone else. That's what the man did in Texas. He was mad with the mother-in-law. She was not in church, so he just killed people. This is a spirit. This is a touch. It's a demonic force, saints of God. It's a fallen angel. It's a spirit of darkness. And God wants us to be awakened tonight. We don't fight against flesh and blood, but as powers of darkness. These are dark spirits that's roaming the earth, that's looking to destroy someone in any kind of cruel manner, to annihilate. He's our adversary. And so tonight, I want you to agree with the word of God. Just let God move for Daniel, a powerful intercessor. And the Spirit of God sent on reinforcement. We need reinforcement tonight, saints of God, to hold that demonic spirit in check so we can stand in peace and know we're going out in the name of Jesus. And we're going to pray for the mercy of God to protect those that are not under the covering of the blood, who have not yet received Jesus as Lord, who has backslidden and went to another place outside of the will of God, who is continuously practicing sin, because the devil knows he can come in and invade that body. He can come in and use that body. He can take that body over, because the Holy Spirit dwells in no unclean place. But we as saints of God, the word of God says, pray ye one for another. We're going to cover. We're going to cover each other in prayer tonight. The Bible says, faith working by love. When you pray in the spirit of love, the spirit of faith works. Faith works no ill towards its neighbor. And we're going to pray in love tonight in Jesus' name. And we're going to come in the authority of the name of Jesus to come against these attacks that these fallen angels, these invisible spirits, these spirits that Satan has implored, they're agents of demonic spirit, they're agents of Satan, because one third of the heavenly angels that God made, they side with Satan and they were cast out of heaven. And that's in the book of Revelation. Because these dark spirits are walking around doing whatever they think they can do, because the scripture says so. But we have power over those darkness. These fallen angels are embodying humans' bodies. Their mind, their spirit, their wandering spirit. That's what the word of God says. They're wandering in the earth. They're in a fallen state. And they're sent out to do one thing, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that's all we're seeing. But we have authority tonight, saints, in the name of Jesus, to come against these assaults through the name of Jesus, the blood and the cross, so that we are protected. And we can pray for those who are not armed up. He said, put on the whole armor of God. For the one that don't have the whole armor of God on, who are not protected. They don't have a shield of faith. They don't have a sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Their feet are not shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace. They don't have these weapons on them, but we can pray tonight, saints. We can pray for their protection tonight. And that's what this prayer line is about tonight, to pray and to intercede that our loved ones, our friends, those that have backslidden, those at the ark of safety, the one that has not received Jesus as Lord, that the Spirit of God will protect them until the Lord draw them in. And this is an hour, this is a call tonight, a clarion call for the saints of God to really pray and intercede, because intercessors stand for those that without. The word of God said, when Zion travail, birth come forth, and a man child is born. Somebody come and are born and come into the kingdom. When someone prays, that's the word of God. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight before we begin to intercede?
Pastor, this is Penny. I do have a prayer request. My grandmother, she is getting ready to be taken to Georgia to live. And so not only did she move out of her house and into another place in Milwaukee, but now she's getting ready to move to Atlanta. So I just want a prayer to go over her, because this is a lot of change for her. She's 88 years old, and this is a lot of change for her, and I just want her to be covered.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes. This is Cecily. I just wanted to ask for prayer. I've been having, like, a headache every day for, like, a month, and so I'm just
Slow down, Cecily. What did you say again, baby? Please repeat that.
I've been having a headache, like, every day now for, like, a month.
Uh-huh.
And so I just want to ask prayer for that.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes. I'm asking the Lord to deliver me from spiritual attacks on my feet. My feet.
What's wrong? Say again, what is about your feet? I heard you say something, but I didn't understand the clearly.
I'm getting spiritual attacks on my feet.
Oh, you have surgery on your feet?
Spiritual attack.
Oh, spiritual attack. Oh,
yeah.
A spiritual attack.
Okay. On my feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer? If there isn't any more prayer requests, we're going to go in prayer now, thanks to God.
Pastor, I have a prayer request. Oh. This is Arlene.
Okay. Okay.
The prayer request is, I want prayer for a friend of a family. It's a marriage, and they need prayer. They're on the verge of deciding to, you know, they're just going through some stuff, and the man doesn't want to be involved anymore, but he loves her, but they're just things that are just really turbulent in their marriage, and the kids are not happy about it, and they just need some prayer with regard to their marriage relationship.
Okay. Does anyone else have need of prayer?
Pastor, this is Tina Tootsie Jordan, and I am still praying for that job to come locally in North Carolina.
Oh.
I'm still working in Virginia.
Okay. Is anyone else have need of prayer? Uh,
if there isn't any more prayer requests, we're going to go before the throne room. Saints, it's time to pray as never before. That's why the Holy Spirit is calling this fast in our church. We're going in on Thursday night, and we're going to pray to Sunday. And it's about the things that's happening that the Bible says some things come forth by much prayer and much fasting. And it's not about stuff and things. These stuff and things are tangible. But it's because people need deliverance in this hour as never before. In this hour, okay, hello. There's so many things that's so severe in this hour that things are going through, and it's demons, it's demonic spirits that are being sent against the people of God, and I've seen it so much. I'm gonna give you a testimony. There was a young lady. She was so confused. And she was saying things that was right, that was wrong, and it was wrong, that was right. And she was totally in another place. Her mind was totally speaking evil against things that was good. And that demonic, I'm talking about demonic spirit came and took this person mind over, and this person ran out the house naked with no clothes on, and they called me and said that they don't know where they are. And I began to pray, and helicopters came looking for this individual that was naked. And so the Spirit of God told me, as I was praying, he said, get a robe, get your robe, and take it with you, because I'm going to lead you to this person. And so as the policeman and the helicopter was looking, this person's mind was gone, thanks to God, totally gone. And the Spirit of God had me driving. And I went through an area where there was a utility, area where there was wires, and it was a big utility thing, a big building where no one could see. And the Spirit of God led me into that place that was off in like the wilderness. And this person was like a fetus. They were just curled up, naked, mind gone. And the Spirit of God had me to go gently and plead the blood and put clothing. And then I seen the ambulance come, and they put this person in the ambulance and took them to a mental place, because the devil attacked their mind. They had gotten so out the will of God. They were speaking curses on saints. They were speaking things contrary to the word. And the enemy invaded that mind. I'm telling you, saints of God, there are demonic powers. In America, people seem to be like in a dumb state. But in foreign countries, in Africa especially, they know that these spirits are real. And they are. These spirits are attacking people as never before. But America needs to wake up out of their sleep and their slumber and come out of that place thinking about stuff and things, when people are perishing from the attacks of the dark spirit, these fallen angels that has been sent out by the enemy to invade our homes, our lives, our marriage, our business, our livelihood, our nation. It's a demonic assignment of Satan, saints of God. But foreign country knows that this spirit is real. But America is so caught up with stuff and things
and trying to prosper on things that's tangible. Families are in decay. People are mentally disturbed. Homeless people, as never before, are on the street, cannot make enough money to pay their bills. Families are in decay. Demons and devils are killing innocent people. Cause we just reading the news and saying that's bad. But other countries, foreign countries, no, these are demonic attacks. That's what the word says. These fallen angels have inhabited the earth, the home of human mankind. And they are invading us as never before. It's out of control. It's so out of control. But we have the authority in Jesus' name to stop these demonic powers in Jesus' name. The Bible says at the name of Jesus that devils tremble at that powerful name. It's at the name of Jesus that tongues will confess and knees will bow in Jesus' name. And so we are coming together tonight and to intercede. That's what intercessors do. They step out of their world and step into your shoes, and they begin to feel what you're going through, and they have compassion on you, and they begin to cry out to God to save you from the destruction of Satan. That's what a true intercessor does. An intercessor knows that you seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and everything that intercessor needs, God is going to supply. Their dependency is totally on the Lord Jesus and not on human resource, because God will take care of his intercessors. So this is a night to pray against this violent spirit. This spirit has been sent out to the earth to come in and to destroy you, prematurely put you in a grave, to put you in an institution, to take your livelihood, to have you in other confusion, to break down marriages. He come in the form of adultery and fornication. He bring those spirits to charm men and women and pull them out the will of God. And after that, the will of God, he destroyed. He come to annihilate saints of God. This is real. And we're going to come against this power tonight by the authority of the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, I come in your name tonight, O Father, and I thank you for this person, O God, that's going through an assault of Satan concerning their marriage. In Jesus' name, I come against this spirit that has sent out to annihilate this marriage. In Jesus' name, this spirit, oh God, that has been sent against home, not just this home, but he's been sent out against relationship. Divorce is out of control. In Jesus' name, but Father, you are in control. I ask that the spirit of God was saved to the uttermost. That house, oh God, that's out of order, that I send the word of God as you did for Cornelius' house, a house that was out of order. But God, one person got saved, and the spirit of salvation was attached to that house, and the whole house was saved. Father, I thank you. If it's a child to be saved, if it's a husband or wife to be saved, we send the word that you draw in that individual, God, so that spirit, God, that has attacked that home will be silenced tonight in the name of Jesus. We send the word of God against that spirit in Jesus' name. We thank you for the spirit of salvation to move in that house and bring help to that family in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, for Tina that needs this job. That enemy has assaulted. That enemy has held up. That enemy has brought delays, oh Father. But I come in the name of Jesus against this assault against this woman of God. I send the word of God now to remove that delay in Jesus' name. That the spirit of darkness that has that job held up, that having her to be going from place to place instead of being stationed there in the place that she lives in, I send the word of God that the spirit of God God will stop, hallelujah, her from getting driving to Virginia, that she will be in a location that's right there with her own family, that this is a hardship for this woman and her family. I send the word against that spirit in Jesus' name. I send the word of God, that opportunity is open. Your word says you are good for us. In Jesus' name, I thank you, God, for her destiny is in Virginia, and because her destiny is to prepare for God in Virginia, I send the word of God that a door be opened up in Parliament in Jesus' name, in Virginia, that's out of Virginia to North Carolina. I thank you, God, that devil is a lie, that she will be located in the right location. She desires to be in her hometown. She desires to be in that city in Jesus' name. So we cut off every tie that has her driving to another place. We severed it in Jesus' name. We lose the blood of Jesus now to cut it to the quick. Uproot everything now in Jesus' name. That job that has been set up before the foundation of the world for Tina, I send the word of God, that the Spirit of God draw, lead, open door, create door, whatever take, God. I thank you for this job for Tina in Jesus' name. In every demonic spirit, every son of Satan that's been sent out against it, I send the word of God to bring out of confusion to the plans of Satan. In Jesus' name, I send Michael the archangel to come against that spirit, fight against that prince of Persia, and loose Tina's job tonight. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, for the Spirit of God to move now and bring, hallelujah, Penny grandmother into the right location. I send the word against this vagabond spirit. She will not be wandering from place to place. I stop it in Jesus' name. I thank you for the angel now to go now in the Spirit of God to deposit her in the right location. I stop the doors now for her going from place to place at her age in Jesus' name. It's assault against her in Jesus' name. We come against that assault tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God would cause her to be in the right place, in the right location. We bind up this wandering spirit. We stop it in Jesus' name. We stop this Roman spirit in the name of Jesus. I come against the attack that this man is going through from the enemy in his feet in the name of Jesus. I send the word of God to cause every discomfort to loose itself from his feet in Jesus' name. I send the Spirit of God to bring healing to his feet. You say with your stripes he's healed. You say you sent your word to heal this man and save him from destruction. You say I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I send the word of healing now to his feet, that the virtues of God attach his feet tonight in Jesus' name. In the symptoms of disease, the symptoms of pain, loose yourself from his feet in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father Jesus, that the assault of Satan, that that demonic spirit be crippled tonight in Jesus' name, be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. Stop in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for healing in this man's feet in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for the saints of God worldwide in Jesus' name. The spirit of the air must come subject tonight in Jesus' name. That spirit has fell to the earth. That spirit has came to bring havoc to mankind. That spirit has came in our affairs. That spirit that's causing difficulty. That spirit that's breaking up relationships. That spirit against, hallelujah, governments and nations. That spirit, oh God, that brings scandals. That people look at programs and enjoy the scandal and hurt of other people. It's a demonic spirit in their way. They turn on the television to listen to somebody having pain and hurt. Somebody's going through a hard time. It's a spirit in their way. In Jesus' name, I send the word of God to come against these spirits in Jesus' name that's causing difficulty, that's taking lives, that's moving into churches in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, that are assault against the saints of God, that assault against their children, that assault against them with mental illness, that assault against their health, that assault against, hallelujah, their finance, that assault against their business, that assault against all of their affairs. Satan, I give you notice tonight, in the name of Jesus, I ask that the Spirit of God will lose Michael tonight, that Michael come tonight, that Michael rest that spirit, that blood, by the cross, in Jesus' name. That this angel that God ordained to hold demonic spirit in check. I lose the word of God. Michael, hold them in check tonight in Jesus' name. And that the Spirit of God will call every work and every action through the blood and the cross. You said, when I see the blood, I will pass over your house. Pass over their house tonight in Jesus' name. I lose the blood to be on the doorpost. Pass over houses tonight in Jesus' name. Pass over houses tonight in Jesus' name. Because of the blood, there's protection. Protect through the blood. The devil can't cross the bloodline. I thank you for help, for mental disturbance in the mind. I thank you for help, for diagnosis of premature death be stopped in Jesus' name. I thank you for relationship to be healed tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all the affairs that's out of control. I lift the Spirit of God, the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name, to bring things under order and handle it by your blood, Father, tonight. And every divine spirit, every spirit of cruelty, I lift that the blood bring you into utter confusion. In the name of Jesus, that that serpent be stopped tonight. In Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God, you are the one, oh Father, that made earth I inhabit. The home of mankind is the planet you made, and you call it earth. Handle all our affairs tonight in Jesus' name. Jesus, you got to help all our affairs tonight in the name of Jesus. And cause these difficulties, the events that Satan is producing, to come under control of the blood tonight in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that you awaken America out of sleep, that you unstop ears tonight. That you take the binders off the eyes, oh God. That the Spirit of God will shake us up out of sleep tonight. You say, woe to Zion when they get in a comfortable state. Oh, wake us tonight with your word tonight, Father Jesus. I thank you for an awakening, God, of America, God. For our country knows that this is real. But American God needs to come into a state of awakening to know that this is real and that Satan is our adversary. He comes in to destroy the earth. He comes in to devour and he causes havoc in our lives because he's on his job. And this word says in Revelation 12 and 9 that he was thrown to the earth and he have caused worldly problems. Father, I thank you tonight that the people of God, the intercessor, will begin to pray as never before, that the spirit of awakening will awake us tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that we're in a warfare. We're not fighting against flesh and blood, but powers of darkness. You said to fight the good fight of faith. You said for us to put on the whole armor of God, to stand against the wiles of Satan. And God, I thank you by the power of the blood, Spirit of God that indwells us, have us armed up and suited up for warfare tonight. And God, I thank you that every need be met, that you supply every need for intercessors tonight. They're not looking to the world for their resources, for their resources must come from the Lord. And I thank you for every door be open for the intercessor tonight. Every need be met. I come and renounce lack in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, for supplying every need for your intercessors, God, that you keep the doors open, God, where they can have a place to lay at the altar. Pay every bill, Father Jesus. Send on willing workers and helpers in Jesus' name. And we're going to praise you for it, God. Have mercy tonight in Jesus' name. Heal, save, and deliver, God. Open up doors for those that need to walk through a door. You are God that can create a door when there is no door. I thank you for the creative hands of God to create doors for men and women, boys and girls to walk through tonight. And God, I'm going to thank you tonight. I'm going to praise you tonight that because we have interceded and because the prayers of intercessors, somebody was saved from danger. Somebody was saved, hallelujah, from an event that Satan was planning. The plans of Satan that we decree in Jesus' name come into utter confusion because of the prayers of the righteous avail as much. But we thank you for hearing our prayer tonight, Father. We thank you for the move of God. This is an opportunity that we must pray as never before. You said pray because night coming. Night coming! And that's why we are praying, because we have an opportunity to pray before night. And God, I thank you tonight for doors to open, for needs to be supplied, for the people of God as never before. And as I go into this time of fasting and praying, you said some things come forth by much praying and much fasting. Those that you have placed on my heart, the altar of my heart, I pray for their deliverance tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I thank you for doing a great work in their lives, oh God, for the events that you have predestined for their lives, oh God, will be manifest. I thank you for manifestation by faith. In Jesus' name, God bless you, saints. Be encouraged and look for manifestation by faith in Jesus' name. God love you and God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Jesus Christ,
he's
gone. He was released to go control the affair. Whoa. That was a happy birthday, right? That was a happy birthday word. As you said, everybody else know but me.